This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Visa, the credit card conglomerate, says it's going to spend more than $2 billion to buy a Swedish fintech company. Financial technology is what fintech means. Anyway, it's a company called Tink. Tink, as it happens, brands itself as Europe's leading open banking platform. And open banking is what exactly? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on that one.
Okay, so open banking is the sharing of your personal banking data with a third party. With your consent, an app gets to see your bank account activity, the size of your direct deposits.
You know, the number of transactions and who did the customer transact with, how much they paid for coffee, and so on and so forth.
That's Marcos Zahadiadis, a fintech professor at the University of Manchester in the UK. Now, these third-party apps, which you may already be using, offer all sorts of things in return. Take Venmo, which allows you to send money to friends, or a budgeting app like Mint, which will analyze your spending history. Other third-party platforms like the online lender Bluevine are meant for small business owners. Sabrina Howell teaches finance at NYU's Stern School of Business.
The Bluevine might want to access, you know, bank information in order to understand how risky a potential borrower is.
Often, third-party apps rely on fourth parties, companies that build the technology that lets them connect to banks. That's what Visa's acquisition, Tink, does. There is risk to the open banking concept.
By providing the authentication, the login information to these third parties, you know, we open ourselves up to many different avenues for hacking and security breaches.
It really depends on which apps you use and what security measures they take. I'm Mariel Segarra. For Marketplace.